I'm Mary Weeks along with
Cris Oviedo, and welcome to Columbia Matters Radio, first episode of 2017.
That's right. Happy New Year. Haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I am so glad to see you. You've been sick, haven't you?
I ain't gonna tell you. My son had a cold. He had something he brought into the house, and it really attacked me. It gave me four different things, but I'm so glad I went to the doctors last week, and I'm starting to get better.
You know, a couple of us got hit with the flu as well. I actually had the flu for and I was out for a few days. My mom had the flu, but I have been so far very, very grateful that I have not gotten that stomach bug that is like getting everybody. So if you guys are out there and you guys have been in contact with people who might be sick, you know, just take precautions. Wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer.
I actually sanitize my office. I Lysol it down.
Yeah.
Lysol wipes, spraying Lysol.
This thing is
no
joke.
So I don't re-catch what I had.
Right, and I think yours even like escalated, and you had like the works. So
yes, I did.
I'm keeping my distance today, Mary. Nothing personal.
That's okay. You know, with the new year come new exciting things, and CA once again is hosting its Buy a Brick program in honor of Columbia's 50th birthday celebration that takes place this year. Show your Columbia pride, give yourself or someone special a gift that you'll enjoy for years. You can find out more about CA's Buy a Brick program by visiting columbiaassociation.org/brick. And the sales for those bricks end on February 24th. I actually enjoy going down to the Columbia Lakefront and being able to see the bricks that I purchased. Have you purchased any bricks?
You know, it's funny because I've always wondered, how do you do that? So now I know. It's through Columbia Association. I've always seen the names on there. I'm like, oh, that's kind of sweet. How do you do that? How can I get my name on one of those?
Well, so you have until February 24th to get yourself a brick for you and your family.
I have to look for yours. Where is it? Do you know
where
it
is? Near Clyde's.
Okay.
I got one for me and my son, and I have one in memory of my mother and my sister.
So is it the Weeks family brick?
No, it's got Mary Weeks and Jalen Stewart. And it's just got my mother, in memory of my mother and my sister, their names.
So you guys can go down to the lake.
I always go down there and look for it, and then I forget where it is, but then it makes me walk around a little bit, so.
And looking for it. So you guys can actually go down to the lake and do kind of like what you do when you go to the Hollywood Boulevard and look for the brick and take a picture with it. See,
I
look
get
for
another
the Mary
one. This
Weeks
is a special 50th birthday section. It's going to have a brick there that says Maryland Columbia 50 in that section. So everybody go out and get your bricks before February 24th.
Yeah, and then we can do like, you know, like the scavenger hunts where we go and find this brick, find this other brick, something like that. That would be fun.
Yes. Another thing that's back that CA does that's very, 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 very spectacular and great is the Maggie J. Brown Spirit of Columbia Scholarship Award. And we have a special guest with us here today.
Yes, we do.
Miss Dale Wasmus is going to tell us more about that scholarship, and she is from CA's Community Services Department.
Welcome.
Hello, Mary. Hello, Cris.
You sound a little sick, too.
I had that nasty upper respiratory infection.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the mend, but it takes a while.
And I went to the doctors. I know we're getting off on a subject now.
I know.
She's yelling out in the reception, tell her she has the flu. I'm like, well, does everybody else need to know?
Right.
Getting back to the scholarship, Dale, tell us about the scholarship.
Well, Columbia Association has been giving out $2,500 scholarships for more than 25 years now, up to $2,500. And it's a really good scholarship because a lot of scholarships are only maybe like a couple hundred or 500, but this is very generous.
And how many kids are eligible to get that if they fit the criteria?
Up to six people,
yes.
High school per students.
Year?
Per year, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they have to be a graduating senior.
But we do it per year, but they don't get it every year, right? They get it if they get it this year, it helps them this year with college, but it's not reoccurring.
Oh, no, they can only apply for it if you're will be graduating senior in, yeah, in 2017.
And this is towards school tuition?
Towards college, right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's a nice scholarship. Unfortunately, we don't have too many people applying.
So parents out there, we need to go onto the CA website and learn more about this.
It is community service based, like volunteer based.
Okay.
And they have to have a grade point average of 2.0 or better, so it's not really an academic scholarship.
Okay. So service based. This is the first time that I encountered a scholarship like this. I've heard of need-based, I've heard of grade-based, but I've never heard of service-based. So how do you guys go about verifying that they have the service hours that are needed, or how does that work?
Well, it's on their application. They have to write down their volunteering experience and mm-hmm. any major projects that they have done. If it's Columbia-based, that's better.
But Howard County students.
Yes, Howard County students.
Do you guys require like a certain number of hours of service in order to apply, or?
No, we do not.
Okay. Great. So this is for graduating seniors in Howard County. You said $2,500?
Yes.
Wow. That's, you know, that
I can take care of books.
That's what I was thinking. That's mm-hmm. exactly what I was thinking. That is fantastic. And if you're coming into a community college, then that can actually take care of a good chunk of your tuition right there. So
yes, it's very generous.
It is. It really, really is. So,
you know, I got a chance to talk to some past recipients. Let's listen to what they have to say.
My name is Ryan Dworsky. I'm 18 years old. And I am a graduate from Hammond High School. Everybody has a gift, and everybody is part of a community. And believe it's our job as members of our community is to contribute. I will be attending Mount St. Mary's University in Emmitsburg, and I will be an elementary education major.
I'm Natalia Graff. I just graduated from Appleton High School, and I'm going to be going to Salisbury University. I will be attending Salisbury University, and I'll be studying accounting with a minor in management information systems. I've taken the initiative in a lot of volunteering opportunities, even after I got the required hours, and I went out there and I looked for the opportunities, and then I went and I got involved in them, and then I led other people to do the same.
All right, well, my name's Maya James. I'm a recent graduate of Oakland Mills High School. I'll be attending Georgetown in the fall to study government and journalism. I would say I never felt like there is anything that necessarily motivated me aside from just wanting to help, always wanting to just be there for someone else and using what talents I had and talents that people helped me to develop. Using that for the community was something that always motivated me. I think everyone needs to take the time to volunteer because everyone has a talent. Like, every single person has a talent that they can use to help someone else. Like, if you're good at athletics, maybe volunteer at the YMCA. Or if you consider yourself very good at math, just tutor some kids. There's absolutely a way for you to be involved without feeling like it's a chore. I actually applied to around 30 scholarships in between January and May, but I really applied to this one because I felt like it was the best way to, if I could be even acknowledged before I even knew that there was money involved, if I could be acknowledged for something I love doing, then to me, that was worth the time and energy to put into another scholarship.
Thank you, Columbia Association, for the Maggie J. Brown Spirit of Columbia Scholarship.
And another question I asked the kids were, how do they feel that this was the Maggie J. Brown Spirit of Columbia Scholarship? And they felt very honored to receive a scholarship in her honor. Was such a beautiful person.
Yes. We all loved Maggie. I'd like to just mention some of the eligibility criteria. You have to be a June 2017 graduating senior from an accredited public, private, or parochial high school. I don't think people realize that you can attend a private or parochial high school. You have to reside on assessment-paying property or have a parent guardian who works full-time on or owns CSS property and have a cumulative grade point average of C or better. And for more information, we have a webpage on here. It's columbiaassociation.org/scholarship. And also a number, if you want more information, you can call 410-715-3161. The application deadline is March 15th, 2017, and the application is on our website, and you can fill it out and submit it electronically.
March 15th? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you have a lot of time to get that together.
Absolutely.
I did want to mention something about who is not eligible to receive this award. CA employees, members of CA's board of directors, or family members of employees or members of the board of directors are not eligible to receive the award.
Thanks, Dale, for stopping by and telling us all about the Maggie J. Brown Spirit of Columbia Scholarship. We'll be sure to get the word out. Chris, you know that CA has been working on a new membership structure, and I know that you got a chance to speak with Valerie Bernard. And she's CA's Assistant Director of Sales and Membership Training about this.
That's right. I spoke to her for the TV show that you produce, Mary, and I was very glad to have the conversation because I'm actually a CA member, and she was able to explain thoroughly what CA is doing with the new membership system. So why don't we go ahead and listen to that conversation.
The Columbia Association has been working on a new membership structure. I am really, really curious about this, Valerie. Valerie Bernard, she is here with us, and she is the Assistant Director of Sales and Membership Training at Columbia Association. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to hit you with the hard questions right away.
Okay.
Why is CA changing its membership structure?
Well, it's time. You know, our current membership structure has been in place for several years, and the fitness industry is changing. And so in order for Columbia Association to keep up, it's time for us to make a change. Our members have said they want a membership structure that's easy for them to understand, that really tells them exactly what the benefits are and what they're going to receive for their membership. And so we hear them and we're trying to go that route.
So what are some of these changes that are happening to the memberships? Will there be more packages available?
No, there will be fewer. There will be fewer. So one of the things that we are doing, and it really came about from a lot of surveys and talking to members and non-members, is we're developing what we're calling a play membership, which is exactly what it is for people that want outdoor fun. So it will actually have access to our 23 outdoor pools. It will give access to our swim center, as well as tennis. Access to our ice rink, our skate park, sports park, and it's really designed for family members that want to be active, looking for things for their kids and them to do. This is the membership that they can have.
Okay, so this is, I guess, the membership with the kids in mind.
Correct.
How about for the active adults?
So for active adults, they have two options. One is they can get, which we currently have, is a single gym membership today. It will be a one fit. So that will give them access to one specific gym, and CA has three. So they can choose between the athletic club, the Columbia Gym, or Supreme Sports Club membership, and it will give them access to everything in that club, including the treadmills. So that will be the biggest change, is that treadmills, which beforehand were only applicable to those that had Package Plan Plus, right, now any member will have access to use them. Then the next one, which is also, I consider a family membership, will be the CA Fit and Play. And the CA Fit and Play will really give our members access to everything. It will look similar to our current Package Plan Plus. So they can still, you know, use our pools and the three fitness clubs. They get advanced registration for classes. So if you have a Plus membership, this is the membership that you will have.
But when will they be available for purchase?
People can buy them starting May 1st, 2017.
Okay, so May 1st is when all of this takes place.
Yes,
everybody get ready. You're gonna, like you were saying, you're gonna see either your membership change the name, or if you have to renew your contract, then you will have new options available to you.
That's correct.
So, Valerie, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like our viewers to know before we wrap our conversation today?
The only thing I would say is that, you know, don't get nervous. You know, you won't be losing anything. And we are actually working very hard to make sure we continue to add value to the memberships that our members are holding. So we don't want them to worry that this change will affect them in a negative manner.
You know, and as a Columbia Association member, I really appreciate the work that you guys are putting into this.
Thank you
for explaining to me today, because I had heard about it and I was like, I don't know what that is all about. So now I have a better understanding. Valerie, thanks again for joining me in studio today.
This is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
Calling all Baltimore residents to join Volunteers of America on Tuesday, March 21st at 9:30 a.m. at 5000 East Monument Street. We are calling people of all religions and denominations to come together and pray for the city of Baltimore. Come and be fed spiritually and physically as we pray for the city of Baltimore. Tuesday, March 21st at 9:30 a.m. Remember, it's 5000 East Monument Street for prayer and a free breakfast.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio. Columbia Village elections take place in April. Jane Demner, Director of Planning and Community Affairs at CA, is joining us here in the studio to provide us with more information about the elections. Hey, Jane, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm fine. So we want to learn all about the village elections that happen here in Columbia. Let's say I haven't lived here all my life and I don't know what's going on.
Well, that is me. I actually don't know how the villages work. So if you can explain that, you know, the whole process, that'd be great. Because it is kind of confusing. So
the villages have elections, and they both elect their own village boards. Each village has its own nonprofit organization, and they have a board of directors. So they have those elections. Some villages have elections every year, and some every 2 years. So we just have to check their charters, and the village that you live in is where you can vote. The village elections also elect one representative to the CA board of directors. Oh. Which is a separate nonprofit organization. And we, the Columbia Association, has 11 board members, one from each village. And then our president, Milton Matthews, the CEO and president, has another seat on the board. The elections are this year on April 29th at each village office.
And why is it important to have members be part of the Columbia Association Board of Directors? What is the connection there?
So the connection is that we are a community of these 10 villages, and that is how we vote. And each village selects a representative, so it's geographically based from a village. And then when they serve on the CA board, they are serving as the board of directors of a private non-stock corporation that manages and oversees all of the activities and programs the Columbia Association runs. So it's elected by the civic membership of our community, and then they become the board of directors, directing policy and overseeing the budget for Columbia Association.
And I know that you said that every village has their own specifics on who can apply, but why is it important to try to reach more people?
Yeah, so you know, the basic part of our democratic society is having the ability to vote. And we see that in our local and national elections. And the same true is here in our own community, certainly for county representation. But for the Columbia Association and the village, it's really important. And we really would love, and the villages would love, to have people who are interested in making a change, being responsible and engaged in the community. So we always want people to be, coming out in the villages, really want that. For Columbia Association, one thing that we started last year, we're continuing this year, is we're having these orientation sessions to the Columbia Association for potential candidates. And we're doing early enough so that people could learn what is the responsibility of a CA board member, and do I want to do that, and how is it different from what I thought it was versus the actual responsibilities of being on the board. And those two information sessions that I just mentioned, one is Tuesday, February 21, from 7 to 9 p.m., and the other is on a Saturday, February 25, from 10 to noon. And both of those are at CA headquarters on Hillside Court.
Do people need to pre-register before coming to those?
No, they do not need to pre-register. Those are open and public events, and there'll be some representatives from the staff and management of CA. There'll be a village representative, one of the village managers. So if people have questions, they can get them answered.
I remember when I first moved into my neighborhood, it's always an intimidating thing, you know, to try to get to know your neighbors. And even more, I would imagine, to go into like an association, try to voice your opinion. Why would you encourage those people to come to these sessions where they can find all that information?
Yeah, so, you know, I really do think it's important to be engaged, and we all are really busy, but a lot of times we don't engage until we see an issue that excites us or worries us. And the villages are really a great resource. The staff at the villages, the village managers, they're directing calls, people to know who to call. You know, should I call the county? Should I call CA? Who picks up leaves? Who does the garbage? Who, you know, trees down? Those kind of things. So people should engage as they want to, but you certainly are more effective if you know the people, and you can be in on the ground floor and understanding how decisions are made. And it is a time commitment, but it is something that, you know, people feel called to serve, and we serve in different ways in our community. But I think it's a great opportunity for people who want to become involved, particularly at the village level, to try to serve on the village board. And then maybe after you've done that, you might decide to be on the CA board. There's no order, but it's kind of like some people mm-hmm. join the school board and then they run for county council.
Right.
That's a kind of, and I think it's, you know, it is part of our community, and being involved is, I think, really important. And sometimes people who are involved have more free time. So we see a lot of older people who are involved, but we're now beginning to see younger people. We really want to get a diverse population. Columbia prides itself on being diverse and integrated. So we really want to make sure that we are asking and appealing and inviting to all members of our community to serve both on the village boards, which again, that's not CA, those are the villages, and the CA board.
So how many CA board of directors seats are open for election this
year? That's a good question. And so this year, there are 7 seats that will have elections. And again, the villages hold those elections. And so those are Dorsey Search, Hickory Ridge, King's Contrivance, Long Reach, Oakland Mills, River Hill, and Wild Lake. And each village has their own rules for their elections. Now, some of our current reps may run for re-election.
Right.
But those are the seats that the terms expire of those 7. So the 3 that are not open this year are Harper's Choice, Owen Brown, and Town Center. Their elections will be next year.
Right.
Again, some are every year and some are every 2 years. It's confusing. But that's the villages have their own rules and charter.
And so for residents of from any of these 7 villages, where can they go to find out more information if they're interested in participating?
So the village managers at each of the villages, so you can go to their website and get the telephone number. Usually they'll have the information of the paperwork that you have to submit to be a candidate. And so that process is ongoing. So I would go first to the websites of each of those villages. On CA's website, we also have the names and contact numbers for all the villages as well. And then just ask, say, I want to apply. What are the qualifications? And to fill out the paperwork, and then you're off. And there is a deadline. I don't know what the deadline is, but it's in the next little while. So if you're thinking about it, I think you'd have a conversation with the current members,
right,
with the village managers, and certainly to come to these information sessions. And again, those information sessions are on February 21st in the evening, 7 to 9, on Saturday, February 25th from 10 to noon at CA's headquarters at 6310 Hillside Court.
And we encourage people to get involved and to come to those sessions. And we also want people to vote. We also want residents to come out.
Yes, and I think it's like in some other elections that not everybody votes. And so sometimes it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But sometimes if candidates win by only a few votes, and so votes do matter. And then, you know, candidates become board members and they make decisions about funding, about programming, about events, things that you might be interested in. So I think it is important to vote, absolutely. And then also to step up if you'd like to volunteer to be a board member. These, again, are not, you don't get paid for this. This is a volunteer activity. Right. And the people who are serving on boards here, they're really committed. So we always have people who are very, very interested in what they're doing. And there's always room for others as people move or they want to do other work. So I think there's always room for new ideas. And we hope that people will come out and vote, and also, which is, again, it's April 29 is the vote. And each village has their own protocol. You can have absentee for most of them. You can, you know, if you can't show up to actually put your ballot in the box.
Another way to become involved is just to show up, just to attend the meetings. So you know what's going on. And in Columbia Association, at their board of directors meetings, they have residents speak out.
Yeah, and of course that is true at every meeting, and the villages do too, essentially, that they'll take public comment on the issues of the day or what the board is discussing or other issues. So I do think attending a board meeting is good, and again, these are volunteer boards, but they have rules and they run their meetings well, and I do think it's really important. And sometimes they're engaging with all kinds of community groups. They give sometimes donations to groups. So that I think it's there's the whole gamut of activity to attend, to vote, and then eventually serve on a board. And that would be great to have more interest. Sometimes the villages don't get enough candidates for the seats that they have. So that, you know, that is a problem. So I'm not quite sure. We're not sure why, but we really are interested, and the villages are interested in making sure that people understand that it is an interesting position. And you learn a lot, and you have a lot of influence.
Yeah, it's your community.
Absolutely, and you can make a difference. So if you live here in Columbia, make sure to get involved. Make sure to check out your village, the village that you belong to. If you're interested in becoming a candidate, look for those rules. Look for all that information. Contact them. Pay them a visit, go online. And if you don't want to commit at that level yet, there's other opportunities, like Mary was saying, to just, you know, go and start listening out for what's happening at one of these board meetings. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about, Jane, that you would like to mention, or any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, I think we've covered a lot of things, and I really welcome the opportunity to chat with you today. And I do hope our listeners will think about running for board seats.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
And we are coming to the end of our first episode of 2017, but we still have many news to share with you guys. And if you're looking for a job, Aquatics is hiring. I know it sounds kind of early for Aquatics. Thanks. Pools. It's like it's still cold outside, but they are already hiring for the season, getting ready for the summer season 2017. So visit jobs.columbiaassociation.org to apply online.
And Columbia Association's camp department is giving you a sneak peek at their camps, and they have a program called Camp at a Glance where you get to sample a day of camp. So on Tuesday, February 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., Can't Make a Difference Day will be held at the barn in the Oakland Mills Village Center, and you get to enjoy a morning of bowling and pizza, then head to Success and Style and Savage to volunteer. So this is your children getting a chance for a day at Can't Make a Difference camp to see if they would want to do that for the summer. There's all going to be a Camp at a Glance skateboard camp day Monday, April 10th at the Columbia Sports Park. It will take place from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon, and that's for grades 3 through 6. The morning includes skateboard instruction along with free skate and a round of mini golf. Now, if you want to learn more about these Camp at a Glance programs, please call the camp office at 410-715-3165. And Can't Make a Difference Day, that is open to grades 6 through 8. And you know, your kids, if you have kids out there that want to get involved in the community, we just talked about the Columbia-wide village elections, but your kids can also make a difference. The Youth and Teen Center at the barn has two committees that they're always looking for members, and that is the Teen and Middle School Advisory Committees. And for more information about those two committees, please call the Youth and Teen Center at 410-992-3726. And if you want to learn more about Columbia Association, please visit us at columbiaassociation.org, and you can get connected with us on the following social media sites: on Facebook at facebook.com/Columbia Association, on YouTube at youtube.com/CATV channel, on Instagram at instagram.com/Columbia ASSN, and on Twitter at twitter.com/Columbia ASSN, and also on Pinterest at pinterest.com/Columbia ASSN.
And to stay connected with us, look for Dragon Digital Radio on Facebook and Twitter. And also make sure to check out our podcast page where you can listen to all of our past episodes of Columbia Matters Radio. That is dragondigitalradio.podbean.com, or take us with you anywhere that you go. Just download the app for iPhones and Androids.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Until next time.